For the folks who work here, we don't live on Earth, but rather Biosphere 1. That's why their facility is called Biosphere 2. And while not nearly as big as Earth, it's mighty impressive. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
In the desert near Oracle, Arizona, you'll find a place like none other. It's called Biosphere 2.
Biosphere 2 covers a little over 3 acres, 7.2 million cubic feet, has 6,500 panes of glass. Inside Biosphere 2, most of the environments are modeled after tropical or subtropical regions. So we have an equatorial rainforest, a subtropical savanna, a subtropical thorn scrub, a mangrove area, or a marsh area as we call it, and then a coastal fog desert.
You may remember in 1991, 8 people began a novel scientific study, living inside it for 2 years, hopefully without help from the outside. However, as John Adams explains, the crew required oxygen to be pumped inside when CO2 levels rose. He says the experiment proved some valuable lessons.
Probably the most significant lesson, in my opinion, is how little we truly understand Earth systems and how they're interrelated and how they interact.
Adams is deputy director of Biosphere 2, which is now operated by the University of Arizona. Today, it provides a controlled atmosphere to study Earth's systems.
We can turn the rain off, we can turn it on, we can turn the temperature up, we can turn it down. We can change the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to look at how not just an individual plant or species behaves, but how a complex matrix responds to this. And then we can take that understanding and apply it to the outside.
Although the structure is about 30 years old, it remains very important to researchers.
You're looking at a structure that original estimates were in the neighborhood of $200 million to build. Today, it is a one-of-a-kind Earth Environmental Science Laboratory, unlike anything else in the world.
So what's taking place inside Biosphere 2 now? That story is next time as we travel the countryside. Near Oracle, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.